Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
Live, Apostle.
Hey, good morning. Good evening. I'm sorry. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. Got a little back problem here.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Your back went out on you?
Yeah, I must have pulled something Saturday. We had a training Saturday for one of the health programs on me.
Okay.
I guess I've been rushing fast trying to get the table set up.
Okay.
Yeah.
That can happen.
It happened. I didn't know it feel like this, but it happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll be praying for you, man.
Man,
no
pray for me. I tell you. I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy.
Oh, man, you tell you, that back wind, that Central City, you affect everything. Yeah,
yes.
But yes. We'll definitely keep you
in prayer. Something big about to happen.
Yeah.
I ain't going through this for nothing.
Right, right. That kind of sounds familiar tonight, so that's confirmation. Amen.
Get out of here. Amen.
You get it. You get an info.
All right.
Yes, absolutely.
Go ahead and
yes,
bring
sir.
The fire there. Bring the fire.
All right. We're going in. We're going in, Captain.
All righty.
All right. God bless. Thank you, sir.
God bless.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. We give you praise, give you honor, and glory. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for this opportunity, and thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost is here tonight, Lord God. Thank you as you lead us and guide us in all truth, Lord God. We surrender our hearts to your will, Lord God. Let your word come forth, Lord God, in a mighty and awesome way in Jesus' name, Lord God. Thank you for wisdom, understanding, Lord God. Give us insight, foresight in Jesus' name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for just showing us even our surrounding areas, Lord God, whatever's going on that we may not see, Lord God, reveal to us, Lord God, that we should make a sound decision in Jesus' name, Lord God. Thank you for giving us guidance even through our challenges in life and even the situations we're dealing with. Lord, thank you right now for your heart and your mind in Jesus' name, Lord God. Show yourself strong, Lord God, as we go forth tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you as we surrender to your will, your way, Lord God, and your word. Thank you, Lord God, for you having final say, Lord God, the final say in this whole matter, Lord God. As the conclusion of the matter comes, Lord God, you will have the final say in Jesus' name. So, Lord God, thank you for your word tonight, Lord God, as you allow us to explore, hear, receive, Lord God. Let us hear with fresh ears, Lord God. Let's hear with an open heart, Lord God, as we hear your word tonight, Lord God. Thank you for the refreshing that comes from your presence, Lord God, even as we in your word tonight. So, Father, thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and all truth. We surrender all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Well, we're going to start off tonight. Amen. First of all, saying thank you all for being here tonight. Amen. As we get ready to get on the word, get into the word, thank you all. It's been a few weeks since we've been last on, so we thank God for what he's prepared for us tonight. As we get ready to go forth, we ask that you open your hearts with he listen with a fresh ear tonight as to we go into the word of God and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us tonight. Amen. That we should be blessed. Amen. Over and above. Amen. So, glory to God. Deuteronomy chapter 11. And we're going to start there. It's going to be some verses. Just hang with me, and we're going to get there tonight. Glory to God. As we get ready to go forth, let's prepare our hearts, amen, as we get ready to go in. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 11, starting at verse 1. I will be reading from the NLT version. And so just read from you with your Bible and pray that you get understanding and enlightenment as you go forth and read. Amen. NLT version says, starting of verse 1, you must love the Lord your God and obey all his requirements, decrees, regulations, and commands. Keep in mind that I am not talking now to your children who have never experienced the discipline of the Lord your God or seen his greatness and his strong hand and powerful arm. They didn't see the miraculous signs and wonders he performed in Egypt against Pharaoh and all his land. They did not see what the Lord did to the armies of Egypt and their horses and chariots, how he drowned them in the Red Sea as they were chasing you. He destroyed them, and they had not recovered to this day, this very day. Your children did not see how the Lord cared for you in the wilderness until you arrived here. They did not see what he did in Dothan and Abiram, the son of Elab and descendants of Reuben, when the earth opened its mouth in the Israelite camp and swallowed them, all with their households and tents and every living thing that belonged to them. But you have seen the Lord perform all his mighty deeds and with your eyes. Therefore, be careful to obey every command I am giving you today, so you may have strength to go in and take over the land you are about to enter. If you obey, you will enjoy a long life in the land of the Lord swore to give your ancestors and to you, their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. For the land you are about to enter and take over is not like the land of Egypt from which you came, where you planted your seed and made irrigation ditches, and your foot as a vegetable garden. Rather, the land you will soon take over is a land of hills and valleys and plenty of rain. Somebody say yourself, plenty of rain. A land that the Lord your God cares for and watches over it through each season of the year. Okay, I'm going to read those two verses there in the King James Version. But the land where you go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys and drinking water, of the rain of heaven. A land which the Lord thy God cared for, the eyes of the Lord thy God are always open, are upon it, from the beginning of the year even to the end of the year. Verse 13, if you carefully obey all the commands I am giving you today, if you love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart and soul, then he will send the rains in their proper seasons, the earth in the late rains, so you can bring in your harvest of grain, new wine and oil, the olive oil, excuse me. Amen. So, verse 15, he will give you lush pasture land for your livestock, and your selves will have all you want to eat. Amen. Today I want to talk about the comeback after the storm. Amen. The comeback after the storm. Verse 11 and 12 up in the area talks about a little bit about that, about the rain. But let me go back a little further. As we see here, but I'm going to start with those verses there. Okay, he says, verse 10, for the land you are about to enter and take over is not like the land of Egypt from which you came, where you planted your seeds and made irrigation ditches with your foot as in a vegetable garden. Now, here he's talking about, to me, as I'm reading that, he's pointing to the fact that you're not going to have to labor the way you have been laboring before. Somebody say your season has changed. Some stuff we have to labor so hard for, the season is changing, and now is that God is going to cause some things to happen that you don't have to do the same way you've been doing in order for you to receive or be blessed in your season. Verse 11 says, rather, the land you will soon take over is a land of hills and valleys with plenty of rain. Okay, here, verse 11 says, rather, the land you will soon take over is a land of hills and valleys with plenty of rain. Now, in one hand, that sounds like a blessing. And on the other hand, it sounds as you have to go through some things. And we talk about going through the hills and valleys of life. Some hills and valleys, coming down is one thing, but trying to go up, it can be a challenge. And he said plenty of rain. So even when the midst of opposition, is because opposition is going to come, he says in plenty of rain, you're going to get fought going coming out of that situation, coming out of the valleys, coming up the side, coming out of the valleys and coming out the camps, wherever land, wherever you are, wherever you are dwelling at, wherever you going through at, whatever it is, you're gonna go through that time of go through. You're gonna be challenging it, but at the same time, the Lord is gonna help you out. And some of us are saying, I'm right there right now, okay? A land that the Lord your God cares for. Now, see, the Lord cares for that land He's giving you. He cares for the place He's putting you. Wherever He's placed you, He cares that much about not only but you, but also that place as well. Because He's placed you there to affect things, affect atmospheres, affect situations just by your presence alone. So he says, a land that the Lord your God cares for, He watches over it through each season of the year. Now let me read those two verses again on the King James Version. But the land, whether you go to possess it, is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven. Then he says, a land which the Lord your God, thy God, care for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are also upon it, from the beginning of the year, even unto the end of the year. Listen, we're going to go through seasons. The seasons that we go through are assigned. There's a waiting, there's a germination time, there's a certain length of time process that we have to go through our season. Now keep this in mind. When we don't obey God, we fight against God, we rebel against His word, when we begin to do those things, we prolong those seasons. Some of us should have already been on some of these seasons that we're in. But because of our actions, because of our heart attitude, because of whatever we're doing that's not in compliance with the Lord, is causing us to stay in this season longer than what God, even in God, anticipated. Because the whole wilderness journey was supposed to be, 11 or 15 days, end up being years. So that's going to show you the way we manage after the storm, what we do after the storm, how we focus or not focus after the storm can make a difference while we're going through and how long we're going through. So here is, we see the Lord is letting them know that, you know, what you're experiencing now, God wants you to experience so much more in the land He's about to give to you. When you cross over into your new place, don't forget, when you cross over to that place where you will begin to see the harvest of all those years of going through, don't forget. Amen. So as he goes further, verse 13, if you carefully obey all the commands which I am giving you today, and if you love the Lord your God and serve Him with all your heart and soul, then He will send the rains in their proper seasons. This part is big, because as I'm reading it, he's showing me plain and simple. Some of us are experiencing rains when we should be experiencing sunshine. Our seasons are off. What causes our seasons to be off is disobedience. When we walk in or will allow ourselves to get into disobedience, this causes seasons to be prolonged and some seasons to be missed, or whatever it causes, a delay. If some of us are supposed to be out of the season now, we're being held up because of our own decisions, our personal decisions, our refusal to take God at His word and do whatever He says do. All these things play a part in the big picture of what God's trying to do. So if we want to enter in and be in our proper seasons, he said he would give in his proper season, the time that he has allotted, the time that he has set, in order for us to reap on time what he has for us, it's going to take our cooperation. The more we cooperate with God, the faster he can get the job done. You know what I mean? So it's because sometimes we try to fight back or resist, hold back, we can't see the benefits. We can't get the goal of what the Lord's trying to do with us. We can't accomplish all the work he's trying to get us to do. But because we're so caught up in doing it our way, and we miss God's way. We miss Yahweh's way. So, amen. So, as we continue to press on, so keeping that in mind, knowing that God is a deliverer, he's able to set us free, and he wants to set us free. Okay? Because he says about us being obedient, he's in verse 13, and it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Then I will give you the rain of your land in his due season. Okay. Each place that we find ourselves in our lives, there's a rain, there's rain designated to come through somehow, some way, in every so-called period of time. We're going to experience the rain. It's some rains that we go through, or God led. Some things we go through because of our own disobedience or obedience, you know, because we don't want to follow instruction. So when we have those obstacles to fight in such a way like that, we have to be wise. We have to be careful. We have to be mindful of simply the fact that God wants to get his point across. God wants to also deliver us set free, but sometimes we can get in the way and stop his work. We can hinder him because we choose not to obey. We can block because we choose not to surrender. Amen. So because we're fighting against God, we're losing. And we wonder why we're not getting ahead. And you're thinking, well, I got all this here, this done, and this and that done. But bottom line is, it's going to take more than just some simple obediences in order for us to do. Now, it's going to take some of that. This and this by itself is going to be good. But at the same time, sometimes it's going to take more than what we maybe anticipating, because of what the whole nature of what God is trying to do in our life is the comeback after the storm. Because of the storms, because there's a point of time, there's a point of season, and even for each place you go in God, the season is going to be different. In this season, you may experience not a whole bunch of certain things, but in the next season, it could spring up into where you find yourself in a position, amen, that time is moving. And God is moving according to his word. So if you come into contact with some people who are not ready or who don't want to surrender, then you guess what? You have to go forward. You have to go on. In some places in God you go, you're not going to be able to take everyone, even though sometimes it would be great to do that, but sometimes some people won't get it. So God is going to sometimes allow you to travel out, to venture by yourself so you can explore. Amen. God wants you, somebody say explore. God wants me to be an explorer. God wants you to go forth and touch his word. Amen. So we have to use wisdom, of course, still. But the fact of the matter is, God wants us out there. We have to make a positive impact in our community, wherever we are. He's calling us to a greater place in him. So, amen. So we just can't be content on the sideline when he's called us to work. We just can't be content just to be passive, let someone else do all the work, and then we make no sacrifices at all. So these are things that we have to deal with. We have to be honest with ourselves. This season that we're in, some seasons, like I said, some seasons are prolonged because of our decision-making. Now, some people are not saying everyone, but some people are going through it and just getting stuff and move on. But for some reason, when this thing keeps happening more than once, we have to really ask ourselves the question, what's really going on? So as we're going through, remember, this is your season to come back. I don't know where you are right now. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know all the intricate details of the whole matter. but this is what I do know. This is your comeback season. You may have done some things last year that you have suffered some loss. You may not even feel like you've been living. Whatever the case may be, whatever it may be, you have to make a decision to go forth. You have to make a decision to stand firm on your word, that you will not compromise your place in God. Don't compromise your place in God. Stay focused. In order for us to come through to get to the blessings after the storm, we have to endure some things. We have to endure hardship as a good soldier. See, we have to endure different challenges may come our way daily. This is why I don't give up easy, because I do understand things can come at us and things can change and all this other stuff. But for right now, we're gonna just walk this thing around through. We're gonna let God be God. Hallelujah. God is gonna be God regardless. So as we continue to go forth, know this, that this is your comeback season. Amen. This is a time that, you know, you about to experience God on a totally different level than what you've been used to. This is a time and season to where you've been waiting for a breakthrough. You've been waiting for change. You've been waiting for a word. You've been waiting for something to happen, to cause something else to happen in your favor. Glory to God. And we can't be afraid to be those ones who go out and achieve and go out and make sure that the word comes to pass, as far as in the sense of make sure we do our part. Glory to God. So, amen. The blessing after the storm. The blessing after the storm. So we have to understand, what does it mean for something to be a blessing? Do we continue in sin? Do we continue in things that we know is against God's word? Glory to God. But we must be willing and even obedient in order for us to eat the good of the land. So as we continue to go forth in this, we have to understand and realize God has the final say. Our cooperation with God will cause us to have greater results. Amen. So I just want to encourage you just to not be satisfied. Don't let the enemy come in or slow you down or stop you from going forth and doing what God's called you to do. This is your season. This is your comeback season. This is the season that you get to come back by storm. With any little look that he had you by 5, 6, 7, 8 callings. Now this is your time to turn it up. This is your time to go in. This is your time to produce. Manufacture. This is time. So, amen, as we continue to go forth, keep in mind that this season, God will cause things to happen in this proper season. So there's a season for you to reap. There's a season for you to cash in. There's a season for you to be a blessing. There's a season for you to be the one to receive the help of the blessing. So, amen. So we must keep in mind that no matter how we look at it, God still to be glorified. He's going to be glorified one way or another. If we do it comfortably, if we do it here now, amen, or when that time comes, we have the answer. So know this. This is your season for a comeback. This is your season to break the mold. This is your season to overcome. Amen. And we must be in alignment with God's word. Amen. We cannot be out of compliance and expect God's word to work for us. Hallelujah. So even as we continue to go forth, let me look at the word. I guess we can do the word comeback. Amen. As I was driving earlier, that came to me, just really stuck to me. This is your season of comeback. You know, amen, this is your time. We have to be in mind. Okay, comeback means a return to a former good position or condition. I like that off the top. He says a return to a former good position or condition. The next one is a return to being popular or fashionable. A return to being popular or fashionable. The third one is a new effort to win. Oh, my God. A new effort to win or succeed after being close to defeat or failure. Now, understand this. Failure, in this sense, does not mean that you are a failure. Whatever attempt that you tried to do didn't pass. But it does not make you a failure. Failure is a permanent decision. There's a fixed position, a fixed decision or state to be a failure. That means everything you touch fails. Everything you do falls to the ground. Nothing ever succeeds because you are a failure. A failure is one too. That even when they have the advantage, somehow, some way, they find a way to put themselves at a disadvantage. Now tell me if that's not trifling. They will find a way to put themselves in a bad position. And this is why we have to be so careful of doing things in season or out of season, knowing our time. There are some things that we are faced with in life. It's our season, boy. Yeah, it's hard because I know, you know, we want to have everything work the way we want to work sometimes, and we have our plans of how we want things to work, but sometimes in some seasons, it's going to be what it is. It was a fixed fight, no matter what you wanted, but it was convenient at time, or the time was right for this thing to happen. Okay, that word comeback, once again, it means a return to a former good position. See, after you've gone through the rain, the storm, after you've been drenched, set back, now God might just set you up. Return to a good condition. It returned to being popular. Some people will say they got their mojo back, but that's really when we look at that word, it's just talking about witchcraft, but you don't need no witchcraft when it comes to God. You know, you're going to say my anointing is back stronger, but you don't need the mojo. Mojo is a black magic. We don't deal with black magic. He said, return to former good position or condition. A return to being popular or fashionable. Glory to God. That's a big one. A return of being popular and fashionable. A new effort to win or succeed after being close to defeat or failure. Amen. A new effort. See, because the thing is, when we go through the storm, after we come through our storm, we cannot go back the same way we came. We can't do all the former things that we used to do. Someone say change up. It's time to change up. He says a new effort to win. That means this is a new season. Do some new things to have God's success. A new season to win or succeed after being close to defeat or failure. You almost lost everything in that season. Now it's time to go forth and get it back. You were called out of your name in that last season. You almost believed it. Now it's time to take your identity back and rise up. Amen. A new effort to win or succeed after being close to defeat or failure. Come back. See, you find a way to reposition yourself. You find a way to refine yourself. There's a season to refine ourselves, because of the time that in the season that we're in, that we have to go back to the drawing board and begin to work on ourselves, begin to reapply ourselves back in the Word again. There's a time to go reapply ourselves back in prayer again. There's a time to go back and begin to speak those things. Again, this time speak some new things from a new position, new angle, a new depth of God. That means you're going beyond the surface. Amen. So when we look at that comeback, God has caused us to spring back, to spring forth, to get ahead. So when we come to this place of a comeback, there's no looking back. Come on, y'all, say that with me. When it comes to the comeback, there is no looking back. There's nothing back there for you. You left there because you was at the bottom of the barrel, low the bar. You left there because you lost everything. Then why are you dwelling in Egypt? Why are you looking at Egypt? Why are you thinking about Egypt? Why you want to go back to Egypt? Yes, you may have got three meals a day. Provision was made, but you were a slave. You were locked down. You were shut down. You couldn't operate. You couldn't do. And sometimes when we experience some things, learn it firsthand. You may seem so unfortunate when we're going through. My God, but just imagine if it would be, or how it would be, if we did not do what's necessary to grow. If we did not do the necessary things to see past our moment now and get to our comeback. That's why we can't get caught looking back. We can't get caught with the former things, so much so that we can't go forward to the new thing. But we must do our part to be ready. We must do our part to be focused. We must do our part to be refined. See, a new way, remember? A new way to receive, a new way to reapply, to be applied, excuse me. We can't do the same things that we did before. Those same former things will cost us. Remember, okay, I'm reading this very good, the last three here, real quick. I mean, these three definitions once again, and we're going to move on. So a comeback is a return to a former good position or condition. A return to a former good position or condition. A return to being popular or fashionable. Being popular or fashionable. And the last one, a new effort to win or succeed after being close to defeat or failure. Amen. This is why we have to stay focused. So, keys to remember. Number one, at the end, when you have done what you're supposed to do, and you know you're following protocol, do what you have to do. Don't just let the enemy fight and do what he has to do. No, you stick in that fight too, and you make sure you get whatever you need to get from God. Hold on. A return to being popular or fashionable. Then he goes on, then the thing goes on, a sharp or witty reply, a cause for a complaint, a return to a former position or condition as of success or prosperity. Amen. So we got to keep in our mind that the enemy's going to throw things at us. How we respond is going to be how we come back. See, yes, I know we call it a comeback, but at the same time, we have to remember the enemy's going to try us. He's going to throw it at us. And how we respond or react in this situation, it's going to help us to make a decision. So let us go back to refining. Go back to refine ourselves. And Moses was telling the people, in that due season, in that specific season, when it's time for you to reap, you will reap it. It's coming to you. No question. No question at all. It's coming to you. Just the fact of, when is it? As you continue to hold fast to God's word, don't let the enemy steal your joy. Don't let the enemy talk you out of being blessed. Don't let the enemy come in and, like a flood, raise up and stand against you. we have to know for real that God has called us to be all that He's called us to be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So Deuteronomy 11 through 13. But the land whither you go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys. So God is sending them in an area, in a place where there are going to be hills and there's going to be valleys. There's going to be rain. There's going to be snow. There's seasons that are going on. But you notice God didn't make it easy. He said, you won't have to go through anything. He didn't say that. He said, you're going to have to, the place I'm sending you to get your blessing, get your inheritance, is a place with valleys and hills. So you're going to have to fight. You're going to have to go through some things in your comeback season. Someone repeat this after me. This is my comeback season. This is my comeback season. No more crying. Let it go. No more getting mad at yourself. Let it go. No more getting mad at everyone else except yourself. Let it go. This is your comeback season. This is the season that you come back strong. You may have gotten injured in that former season. You may have worked. You may have been strained yourself or allow yourself to be so concerned about the former things or about the things that's out of your control to the point that you begin to worry, fret, and everything else your body begins to tell you. It's your comeback season. This is your comeback season. This is your comeback season. This is your comeback season. Hallelujah. Speak, prophesy to yourself. This is your comeback season. This is my comeback season. I'm coming back stronger. I'm coming back harder. I'm coming back wiser. Come on, come back quicker. Because as I submit to God, He will cause me to go to another place in Him. It's going to cost you to submit. But you will gain far more than you ever lose. Thank you, Jesus. This is your comeback season. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Back in there again. Okay, verse 12 says, a land which the Lord thy God careth for, the Lord, he cared for himself. He said, a land that possesseth in valleys and drink water of the rain. A land which the Lord thy God cared for the eyes of the Lord thy God are always open upon it. From the beginning of the year even to the end. It shall come to pass, if you shall hearken, listen to with attention to do diligently unto the commandments which I command you in this day, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and all thy soul. Hallelujah. This is the time. This is the time. This is the time. Thank you, Jesus. As you would be encouraged tonight, just know that this is your comeback season. This is your time. God is changing the locks on some things. Some stuff he had locked down. Something he had to shut down. Listen to me. Some things God had to lock down. Some things he had to shut down for your own safety. For your own good. This is a season that's necessary for change. My God. This is your season. It's now time for change. You got to grab hold really strong and know that God has called you to be who he's called you to be. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. He has a reason why he does what he does. But we must trust in the Lord with all our heart and lead not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, amen. This is your comeback season. Once again, I'm going to stop right there. Amen. So I want to just give, you know, give me some lots of time. But there's anyone who need prayer tonight, this is your comeback season. This, you know, you may have gone broke in the last season. You may have lost everything, lost houses, lost cars, lost loved ones, lost a fiance, lost a husband, lost a wife. Whatever it is, it's your comeback season. This is your comeback season. Don't let the enemy talk you out of your blessing. Don't let the enemy cause you to forfeit what God has given to you. Hallelujah. This is not the time to give up. If we're going to fight to win, you got to win the fight. You're going to fight for the win. You got to win the fight. Because if you don't win, shame on you. But nevertheless, we're going to continue to do what he's called us to do. He's called us to go forth, to prosper, to rebuild, to be strengthened. All these things will happen. My God. So, amen. So, at this time, if there's anyone who needs prayer, if there's anyone who needs to be encouraged or need to receive fire for your soul to keep you burning, some of you who may need to be healed, set free and delivered, don't be afraid to come forth. Some of you may need to be healed, set free and delivered. Some of you need to be restored. Some of you need to be add fuel to your fire, that you keep on going.
Come on, go to jail.
Glory to God. If there's anyone right now. Yes, okay, we have a caller. Go ahead.
Oh, well, not really a caller. This is Nathan on the spot. I'm coming before you. I told you a little bit about my situation. But the story about it is that I signed up to become a healthcare advocate to fight against cancer.
Right.
And last Saturday, we came down for a good training. The Williams out of Columbia, South Carolina. And out of that, somehow or another, my back got twisted. So the enemy.
Amen.
I know this is going to be a good thing for everybody. So if you're interested in fight against cancer, get in contact with us. You know the show. You know our phone numbers. I got it posted on Facebook, Twitter. Because I see that it's going to help a lot of people. And all you got to do is be on Medicare from 12 to 65. And they're going to screen you with a swab and you send it to the lab. And they're going to determine what type of cancer runs in your family or maybe in you. Do you have this trait or whatever? So it's a good thing. And anytime a good thing come out to help us, you know you got to go through something. And I've been going through it last week. But like I tell you, the sermon tonight really uplifted me because I knew where I was at in this situation because it helps the people. And all I'm asking people now, we need people to come forward. We don't have nobody in the Beaufort area that I know of yet, but I got some people down there I'm going to be contacting where we can get this thing off the board. So it's going to help a lot of people. And they got a new one just came out this week for the check your hormones. I didn't realize that hormones in people's body cause so much trouble also. So they're really doing, this company is out of Jacksonville, Florida, and they're really doing a great job of trying to help people to get and let them inform people of what's going on in our bodies. We need to know.
Okay.
We need to know.
But
so look at our
definitely. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We got a post on, I'm pretty sure I got a post on this radio show. But it's on Facebook.
Okay.
Carol Luna. Nathan Samuel 7. And take a look at my site and see what they're trying to do. Yes.
You said Mason 707?
Nathan. NATHAN. Samuel 1.
Okay.
It's Carolina. Okay. It's carolluna.com /NathanSamuel7. But I got it posted on the site now. Just go to the.
Okay. Okay.
Got it.
It's on the Blog Talk. Okay. Got you.
Yeah. If it's not, I'll put it on there tonight because I'm pretty sure I'll put it on there. This is a great thing. I'm telling you, this is great to help us to fight against cancer. Cancer done did a job. We need to do a job on cancer now.
Whew, let me tell you, for real.
Yeah. And what they want to say is, let's catch this bug before the bug catch us. Let's catch this little seed now before it become a big seed.
Prevention is always better than having to get healed.
Hey,
prevention
I agree with you.
Always better than
getting healed.
I mean, praise God for healing, but it's always better to be prevented to head it off before you get your problem.
But hey, if you don't know where to pray for, how we know not to pray for?
Yeah.
If we know what we got coming in front of us, we can move that mountain. We can move that big sea out the way.
Right.
Let's
catch
the big sea.
Head it off.
Become a big sea. Head it off at the
path. Amen. Amen. Well, pray, man. Amen. I'm gonna pray for you before you.
Yes, Lord. I tell you.
Glory to God. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your anointing right now in Jesus' name. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for your anointing, your fire, the healing virtue, the power of God through the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you. Thank you for activating an activation power tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Let the fire of the Lord fall upon your servant tonight. Let the fire of the Lord fall upon him, heal. Let the fire of the Lord restore. Let the fire of the Lord refresh. Let the fire of the Lord consume everything, Lord God, that's come against his body now. In the name of Jesus, fire, we thank you for the consuming fire to consume the pain, consume the condition, turn, twist, Lord God, cause things to be put back. And Lord, thank you for his back having a comeback in Jesus' mighty name, oh God. Thank you for his back having a comeback in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for his back having a comeback now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that he will come back stronger and harder than ever before. We plead the blood of Jesus against every opposition. In the name of Jesus, we dismantle from the top of the head to the feet everything that's been assigned to bring forth pain, discomfort, or causing to be limited, not even for you to serve. In Jesus, we come to be ripped shot eye. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for fresh fire. In the name of Jesus, consume that area right now. Let the healing power, virtue, fire of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let the fire, fresh fire, fall right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Consume him now in your presence, oh God, as you shall bring forth a mighty and strong healing right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus, in advance for what you're about to do. Thank you for the signed one and the miracle moving on his behalf right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now in Jesus' name. By your stripes, oh God, let the fire fall. Consume now. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen and amen.
Hey,
glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
all
Jesus.
Of us.
Hallelujah.
All of us.
Thank you,
prayer.
Lord Jesus.
All of
glory
us.
Glory to God. Yes.
Jesus.
Yes, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So glory to God. We thank God in advance, and we also praise God for even early awareness that this news be an opportunity be spread, that people will grab hold, and because cancer has done a number. I mean, so many good people, even dying young, have died of cancer. But we thank God for not only, like I said, for not only having to be healed, but even prevented measures to be taken care of that we can head it off before even come our way. In Jesus' name.
It.
So
Jesus.
Praise God for that. So praise God. Thank you for that. God bless you, brother. And thank you for sharing, amen, that with us tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Yeah.
If there's anyone else, glory to God, who needs prayer tonight, amen. If everyone's open, amen. Glory to God. Let's continue to believe God and continue to receive tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. So we just thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, amen. Glory to God. Well, we just thank God for what he's said, he's done, how he's brought forth tonight. Amen. And we thank God for the word. Amen. This is your comeback season. Amen. The comeback after the storm. Amen. After the storm, the comeback. This is the time now. No time to lick your wounds. And if you're sorry for yourself, get up, stand up, and go forward. No more looking back. Hallelujah. And we'll go back a little bit more into it on next week. But, amen, this is the comeback after the storm. Amen. You've gone through the storm. You've endured it. Now come on back strong now. It's time to get up and go back. Go back when God is, go back when he's not finished yet. Amen. God ain't done with you yet. Amen. He ain't done with you yet. So be encouraged, amen, to each and every one tonight, and receive that, just hold on to that word, and don't let it go. God is not finished yet. He is not finished. He's far from finishing. Amen. Only way if he's finished, if you finish. If you give up, then I guess he can't do no more. But if if you ready, he's willing. He'll do what he got to do. So, glory to God. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God, for your word. Thank you for your presence, oh God, right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for every word that came forth tonight. Thank you for the word by itself as being good enough. In Jesus' name, thank you for the impact, Lord God, the change that shall come forth, that tonight is our comeback, oh God. We are coming back stronger than ever before. In the name of Jesus, Father, thank you for release your word. Your word is received, Lord God. We've been blessed by it, and thank you that we should now apply it to our lives. Help us to apply it and really walk this word out in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, glory, honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Well, God bless you all. Have a great night. And we'll see you back on next week. All right. God bless. Take care.
He should be remanded to his parents who care deeply for him.
Care deeply? Your Honor, these parents are charged with operating in slavery, then, of abusing and neglecting this very child. The child himself denied him.
Anybody in here been through some storms? If you've been through some storms, raise two hands. Well, I see some folks didn't raise their hands. I want to tell you, your storm is on the way. Do I have a witness here? All of us have to go through. Do I have a witness? In fact, the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them out of them all. In fact, I want to tell you tonight, you have to go through in order to get out. Do I have a witness here? Anybody here, if you've been through and God brought you out, I want you to tell two people, say, neighbor, I've been through. But I'm still here. Tell somebody else. It's not the good. that I have done. Do I have some witness to this? So many things, hey, I left undone. Hallelujah. But in spite of all that, look at somebody and tell them, I got the victory. Come on, tell them I got the victory. It's grace and mercy. Grace and mercy keeping me. Come on, say it. Oh! Does anybody here know God brought you?